Yeah, Parsha says, "Vaschananel Hashem boisei lemor hanai daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu." That time, saying, "Hashem Elokim atachilus laharus zavdechos gadlechos yadcha chazaka." You started showing your eved, your servant, your greatness and your strong hand. Hashem Yael b'shemayim va'oris, who is a God in the sky and land, shayasek maasecha v'kivurosecha, that can do like you. Kadosh Baruch Moshe Rabbeinu then goes on and asks, "Ebra navares aris atova shabeivar yardin." Let me go see the great land on the other side of the Yarden, haratova zev elavanon, the great mountain, and livanon, which refers to the base of Mikdash. Okay. It says in the next pasuk, "Vayisaber Hashem bi lamanchem," but God got angry at me because of you. "V'oshem elai," you didn't listen to me. "V'yomar Hashem elai, Ravloch, you've had enough. Al tosev daber elai od b'davarzeh," don't speak to me anymore about this thing. "Vayisaber" is a lashon of anger. If you look on the other side, the English in the art scroll says, "But Hashem became angry with me." The problem is, "Vayisaber" has nothing to do with anger. The word "avar" does not mean anger. Where does it mean the word anger? Ibor is like pregnancy, maybe, and maybe passed by. But what does the word anger have to do with anything? Kas would be the word over here, not the isaber. So what does that mean? So Rabbi Abachai says it's a sod to something called, it's a remez, I should say, a hint, something called soda ibor. Now what's soda ibor? It's a bit different from Gilgulim. The idea is like this: a person can only come down three more times after the first time he's come down. Now normally, we spoke about this before, we don't believe in reincarnation. We don't have the Hindu idea of reincarnation where a whole body comes down a second time where he becomes another person the exact same time.
Oh. Probably do.
But what we have is a concept of Gilgulim, in which you have a person, if he screws up enough, that let's say 51%, obviously I don't know the percentages, if enough of his soul has screwed up, then he's going to have to, that whole soul is going to have to come back to try it all again.
Parts of a soul.
But nitzoto, sparks of a soul. A soul can be made up of millions and billions of different parts. Those parts may come down. So if one spark of the soul messed up and didn't do what it was supposed to do, it can come down. And that's what we have by Gilgulim. But that the whole body comes down again, that Joe Schmo over there ends up becoming a newt, that doesn't normally happen. There's a possibility of such a thing happening, but it very, very rarely happens. And even then, it'll only happen up to three more times. It can't happen past the fourth time. It's only those four, and that's it.
Will the person get it right by the third time?
Or? You can't guarantee anything. Nothing's guaranteed. And that's also over here. 100%. Even so, it's not guaranteed that anything's going
to
happen.
It still needs to be elevated.
100%. But it's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee to happen. So what happens in that case? So what happens is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu has already been down three times before. He's been in Hevel, he's been in Shais, and he's been with Noach. He's been around those three times before. So Gilgulim-wise, he didn't have a choice to come back. There was no chance for him to come back. But regarding soda ibor, when it comes to soda ibor and things like that, that's when it could be possible for him to come around, where the neshama can come back in a smaller form. Gilgulim-wise, not going to happen. Soda ibor-wise, it can happen. In a smaller form, a spark could come back in order to improve something or to help something out. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu asked to be able to come down again. And he actually asked a very, very strange thing. He asked for a Gilgul. He said, "Ebra na. I want to come back in Soda Ibr, but let me come back in Soda Ibr as a type of animal."
What's the exact translation of a Soda Ibr?
Soda Ibr is another type of Gilgul that I can't translate. There's no translation for the word. It's just to come back down, to pass into this world, maybe it would be translated as. But it's just called Soda Ibr, and I don't think there's a translation for it, really. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says, what he's asking is, "Ebra, no. Let me come down. Let me please be here. And let me be there in another type of form. I can't be Moshe Rabbeinu and go inside Eretz Yisrael. I understand that. It's time for Yoshua. And plus, I messed up. Okay, I understand that. Let me come back as a sheep. Let me come back as a bird. Let me come back as a fish. Just allow me to go inside Eretz Yisrael in some way, shape, or form where I'll be able to go inside Eretz Yisrael, because I'm not going to be able to go otherwise until the times of Mashiach. I don't want that to happen." To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vayisaber Hashem bi lamanchem." Hashem got angry at me, and he said, "The soda ibra will not work in this situation. It's going to be a different type of soda ibra. The soda ibra that's going to happen is where you have different sparks of your soul that will end up going inside different people as you go in." So what happens is like this. There's supposed to be a nitzutz of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation. Every door, there's somebody who has the ability of to be Mashiach, because there's a little spark of Moshe Rabbeinu within that person. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have one spark of his that was going to go inside each person in every generation for all time. But for the whole body of Moshe Rabbeinu to come around, that wasn't going to happen. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying was like this: "Ebra, now please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me come by." God get angry at me and didn't allow me to do that, to come back in that way as a bird or an animal or a fish, rather to come back in a way where I would join inside one little soul and that's that. That's why he said, the wording is, Vayomer Hashem Eli, Rav Loch, Al Tosef Dabre Eli Od, Badavar Zeh. Don't tell me Od stands for Ophos, as in birds, Ubehema, as in animals, and Dugim, as in fish. You're not going to come back in any of those three animals. It's not going to happen. So don't ask for that anymore. It's not going to happen. Your Gilgulim are done. Instead, every door is now going to have a Nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's about it. Now, another thing that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to stop, you should know, by the way, this pshat is one from the Megala Amukos. The Megala Amukos is the Rav who lived about 150 years ago, Chassidus Rebbe. I forgot what his name is, but the exact name, and I was supposed to look it up, but obviously I didn't have enough time. The Megala Amukos has a 239 different pshatim at what Moshe Rabbeinu davened for in order to get inside Eretz Yisrael. Altogether, he davened 515 tefilos. The Medrash says the gematria of Vo'es Hanan is a gematria of 515. He davened 515 different prayers, different reasons to go inside Israel. None of them were answered. Not a single one was accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of them were rejected. Here's what the Megala Amukos had, 239 of them. He figured out 239 of those tefilos. Here's one of them that he puts down. He says he saw that later on in time there was going to be something called the Machlokes Hillel and Shammai. And he wanted to stop the Machlokes Hillel and Shammai from ever happening. He wanted it to be Akol Nitnu Miroa Echod, the Gemara Chagiga says. To be considered like it's all given from one shepherd, from Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who would be the shepherd, and everything would be given from him. In fact, Miroa is Mem Resh Ayin Hey. Miroe is also Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. The way to write out Moshe Rabbeinu's name is the Miroe Echad. He figured that everything should be from me. So he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me go inside Eretz Yisrael and give them a Torah that nobody will question, that nobody will have any problems with, so there won't be any machlokism later on in time. Everything will be Nitnu Miroe Echad, that everything will be given off from one person. And that was Ebra. Ebra ve'era'e. Ebra no ve'era'e. And Pasuk Chafei. Ebra is the word of the wording is Av Roe. Let me be the father of all the shepherds. Let me be that Roe that goes inside the person to be able to take care of everything so that there's no machlokism and everything should go in. Let me be able to do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Rav Loch, it's too much for you. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu himself was responsible for all machlokism in Klal Yisrael. When he was supposed to talk to the rock, had he talked to the rock instead of hitting it, what he would have done is made Dibor so powerful that any Dvar Torah that anybody says would be so clear, there'd be no questions about it, everybody would accept it as the true Torah Misinai, and instead of arguing with it, they would just be able to add more to it, and add more, and add more, and connect it to every parsha, and that everything would go up to be one big Dvar Torah. And you'd be able to go from Bracious all the way to the last word Yisrael. At the end of the Torah, you'd be able to have one word that just encompasses everything together and goes all together, and there won't be any arguments, there'd be nothing. Everybody would be able to figure out how every argument all works out as one. But instead, he didn't speak to the rock. He hit the rock, thus causing something called Kepatish Yefotitz Sela, the Gemara says. Like a hammer hits a rock and causes sparks to come out, little bits and pieces to come out. Instead of it being one big rock, it scattered and became different Torah for everybody. And now nobody can really put it back together. So the machlokism of Hillel and Shammai came from Moshe Rabbeinu's decision to hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Thus, because of that, Moshe became the words Machlokes Shammai Hillel. You like that?
Wow,
that's Moshe.
Wow.
Machlokes Shammai Hillel. That's what ended up coming up from that. It's a great little call over there. And that's why he said, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Tosef Daber Eli Od Badavar Hazeh. You can't speak to me anymore about this, because your speech is what messed you up in the first place. That's what caused all these machlokism to be here. You want to take away the machlokism of Hillel and Shammai? It's not going to happen, because the Dibur was messed up.
But the concept of tshuva still exists, so how can he 100% fix it up?
This is the one time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow Moshe Rabbeinu to come in for other reasons. For other reasons. There are many, many things that were going on by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, this is one out of 515 tefillahs.
So I understand.
Moshe Rabbeinu has a ton of tainas, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes right back to him. One of the reasons that's given is actually a very, very good one. It's one of these. It comes in this form. So let's just say it like this. This taina goes like this. The Chassam Sofer says, how do you get prophecy outside of Eretz Yisrael? Normally, prophecy can only exist in Eretz Yisrael. Derech Hashem says one of the prerequisites for having prophecy, for becoming a Navi, is you got to be in Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. And there were other Nevi'im that didn't. So the Chassam Sofer says there are three reasons how you could get prophecy outside of Eretz Yisrael. He collected them from different places. So one he got from a Gemara Moed Katan Chaf Hei. He says that if the first time is in Eretz Yisrael,